This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There was a bit of a set-to last night, a bit of back and forth, some cross-trade policy wires, I guess you'd say. The guy who is nominally in charge of this administration's trade policy, that'd be Peter Navarro, the director of the National Trade Council, said on Fox News yesterday that the U.S.-China trade deal was over. It's over, is what he said. A couple 3 hours later, Navarro had said the videotape had quoted him out of context. National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow had said the trade deal is not dead. And their boss had taken to his favorite social media website and said it is, in fact, firmly intact, that deal. The futures markets had a modified freakout till the whole thing was over. But then this morning, the World Trade Organization said global trade in the second quarter had dropped 18.5% compared to a year ago. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams is on the trade desk today.
For context, that big a drop in trade is really bad. Here's WTO Director General Roberto Azevedo in a YouTube video.
It will be the steepest on record. But there is an important silver lining here. The falling trade could have been much worse.
Earlier estimates had trade falling more than 30% this year. Now it looks like the hit will be closer to 13%. Trade is about people wanting stuff in one country, then parts and labor coming together from other countries to get that thing to them. But that's tough to do in a pandemic.
There's five different countries involved in making a blue widget with white polka dots.
Christine McDaniel is a senior research fellow at the Mercatus Center.
And if one of those countries is not operating at full capacity, then the rest of the supply chain either has to slow down or stop or find an alternative.
Earlier in the pandemic, a lot of trade just stopped. But now, says Jeffrey Gertz at the Brookings Institution,
now we're entering this new phase where there seems to be these rolling blackouts of countries turning on and off their economies, going in and out of lockdowns.
Even as economies in Europe and the U.S. reopen, for now, more cases and lockdowns in Brazil, India, and sub-Saharan Africa create more disruptions. Dauda Jawara is with Africa-focused investment firm Altica Partners. He gives the example of a key port in Kenya.
Ships aren't coming into Mombasa, then raw materials and finished materials aren't being sold and distributed in Kenya, Rwanda, Burundi, Tanzania, all of the kind of inland countries.
Keeping trade flowing requires countries to keep the virus under control. But that's a big if. So the WTO and other trade groups create a best-case scenario, a worst-case scenario, and cross their fingers. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.